The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how fast you were going?
What? How fast you were going?
I don't know. 10?
8.
Be advised, this is an explicit podcast. If you're easily offended, get your panties twisted into a knot. Leave now. Run in your safe space. Get your little cloth for your tears. All the opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and his guest and do not reflect the opinions of any local or government agency. Welcome to Motor Cop Chronicles podcast. I'm your host, Iceman. Unfortunately, it's a time of the month again, where we do the end of watch. Well, least favorite episode, and by the numbers, a lot of y'all's least favorite episode also, because a lot of people don't listen, which I don't blame them. I don't blame them at all. It might trigger some stuff. So, but we're going to keep doing it anyway to honor the fallen officers that gave their life. May, unfortunately, we did go up by 2. April was 7. There was 9 in line of duty deaths for May. So we're going to read through them. As I don't do all the normal stuff with that, because this is for them. The first one is, y'all probably heard me mention his name before. I was where I had live streamed some of the funeral escort and stuff. Because I knew him. It was Sergeant Nicholas W. Touye from the East Baton Rouge Parish Sheriff's Office here in Louisiana. His end of watch date was Thursday, May the 5th. Cause of death was gunfire. I'm sure I mentioned it, but he was 46 years old. His badge number was T82. Actually, I have the sticker on my helmet right now for his badge number. He was shot Sunday, July 17th of 2016. He succumbed to his injuries he sustained 6 years earlier when him and many other officers were ambushed by a subject outside a convenience store on Airline Highway shortly before 9 a.m. I remember when all this happened very vividly and clearly. Officers had received reports of a subject walking along the roadway carrying a rifle. As responding officers arrived in the area, they were ambushed by the subject. Corporal Touye was he was a corporal back then, was critically wounded. Deputy Sheriff Brad Gallofola of the East Baton Rouge Parish Office, Corporal Montrell Jackson, and Police Officer Matthew Gerald, all of those, he was from Baton Rouge Police Department, were shot and killed. Two other officers were wounded. The subject was shot and killed by responding officers. He was promoted to sergeant. He survived by his parents, and he has 2 sons, 2 brothers, and 5 nephews. Rest easy, Nick. No more pain for you there, brother. The next unfortunate soul was Deputy Sheriff Walter Donald Jenkins, Jr. from the Rockdale County Sheriff's Office in Georgia. His end of watch today was May the 11th, 2022. He was 54 years old. He had 24 years on the job. He was struck by a vehicle. It says he was struck and killed at about 9:30 p.m. while directing traffic at the intersection of Highway 138 and Highway 212. He was transported to the Grady Memorial Hospital in Atlanta, where he succumbed to his injuries. Deputy Jenkins was wearing a reflective vest when he was struck by a vehicle traveling east on Highway 138. The juvenile driver has not been charged. Deputy Jenkins had served with the Rockdale County Sheriff's Office for over a year and previously served with the College Park Police Department for 22 years. He is survived by his mother, daughter, two sons, former wife, and two sisters. He probably retired from the other one and was still young and decided to go to the other one. Don't say anything. I guess the kid wasn't drunk or anything. Might have been texting or something. Accidents happen. Child's going to have to live with the fact they killed this man, took him away from his family for the rest of their life. The next one is Deputy Sheriff Robert Adam Howard from the Harris County Sheriff's Office in Texas. His end of watch was May the 11th, 2022. He died in an automobile crash. He was 27 years old. He had 3 years on the job. Deputy Sheriff Robert Howard was killed in a vehicle crash when his patrol car struck the back of a tractor trailer that was parked on the left shoulder of the Tomball Parkway near Spring Cypress Road. He was transporting evidence as part of a criminal case when the crash occurred at about 2 p.m. He served with the sheriff's office out there for 3 years and was assigned to the gang unit. He survived by his wife and two children, his parents and his sister. I remember seeing pictures of this crash online. It was a horrific crash. Like I said, very young fellow lost his life. Next was Chief Deputy Sheriff Jody Wayne Cash of the Callaway County Sheriff's Office in Kentucky. His end of watch was May the 16th, 2022. He was 44 years old, 22 years on the job. His badge number was 2. Cause of death was gunfire. He was shot and killed in front of the Marshall County Sheriff's Office at 52 Judicial Drive in Benton at 2:10 p.m. He was escorting a prisoner when the man shot him. The prisoner was also shot and killed during the incident. Chief Deputy Cash was taken to a local hospital where he succumbed to his wounds. Chief Deputy Cash had served with the Callaway County Sheriff's Office for 1.5 years and had previously served 8 years with the Kentucky State Police, 6 years as the Assistant Chief of the Murray State University Police Department, and 6 years with the Caldwell County Sheriff's Office. He survived by his wife and two children. Next, we have Border Patrol Agent Daniel Salazar, United States Department of Homeland Security, Customs and Border Protection. End of watch was Tuesday, May the 17th, 2022. He was 40 years old. 40 years old. He was 4 years on the job. Cause of death was an automobile crash in California. Says he was killed in a single vehicle crash on Bell Valley Truck Trail near Campos, California. He was responding to investigate a sensor that had been activated in the area when his Jeep Wrangler patrol vehicle left the roadway and overturned in a rugged area. Another agent located the wreckage at about 5:30 a.m. He had served with the Border Patrol for 4 years and was assigned to the El Cajon Station. He is survived by his wife and his son. Next, we have Supervisory Patrol Officer. I apologize now, okay? I'm not going to be able to pronounce his name. It's Yatok Tayo or something like that. I think his nickname was Lewis. We're just going to go with Lewis. United States Department of Justice, Federal Bureau of Investigation, Police, U.S. Government. End of watch was May 17th, 2022. He was 56 years old, 25 years on the job. Cause of his death was 9/11 related illness in New York from 2001. He died as a result of cancer that he developed following his assignment to the search and rescue efforts at the World Trade Center site following the 9/11 terrorist attacks. He has served with the United States Department of Justice Bureau of Investigation for over 25 years, survived by his wife, two sisters, stepdaughter, stepmother, niece, and his nephew. We all know about the 9/11 incident, if you don't know. Sleeping on a rock. This man contracted cancer from going out there looking for people and stuff like that. Unfortunately, a lot of first responders have lost their lives from the stuff that was in the air. Next, we have Senior Correctional Police Officer Daniel Sinkavage. if I'm saying it right. If I'm wrong, I apologize. New Jersey Department of Corrections, New Jersey. End of watch was May the 19th, 2022 on Thursday. He was 41 years old, 20 years on the job. Automobile crash, cause of death. He was killed in a vehicle crash on Route 47 in Maurice River Township at about 10:45 p.m. He and another officer were driving from one section of the Southern State Correctional Facility to another when his vehicle left the roadway, struck a tree, and became engulfed in flames. He served with the New Jersey Department of Corrections for 20 years, survived by his wife and his three children. Next, we have Officer Trainee Cody Allen Olson. I'm going to pronounce his name on purpose. He is a United States Department of Homeland Security, Customs Border Protection, Office of Field Operations. End of watch was May the 20th, 2022. He was 26 years old. He had 4 months on the job. It says duty-related illness in Georgia. It says Officer Trainee Cody died after suffering a medical emergency while training at the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center in Brunswick, Georgia. Said he had served with the United States Customs and Border Protection Office for 4 months and was assigned to the Pembina Port Entry in North Dakota. He survived by his wife, mother, sister, and both grandparents. Very young man there. Died training. The last one is Police Officer Houston Tipping from the Los Angeles Police Department, California. End of watch was May 29th, 2022. He was 32 years old. He had 5 years on the job. It was a training accident. It's the cause of death. Police Officer Houston Tipping succumbed to his injury sustained 3 days earlier during a training scenario at the Elson Park Police Academy. He was participating in a defensive tactics scenario with another officer when he fell and suffered a spinal cord injury. Other officer immediately began CPR before he was transported to a local hospital. He succumbed to his injuries on May 29th. He had served with the Los Angeles Police Department for 5 years. He was assigned to the Devonshore Division. He survived by his parents, stepfather, and two siblings. Another young man. That's two very young men that lost their lives during training. You got to be careful training people. I've seen a lot of people get injured during training, so some people want to go 100%. I'm not saying that's what happens, but you can't get injured while you're training. We had one K-9 Mina, the United States Department of Homeland Security. End of watch for K-9 was Monday, May the 2nd, 2022. It's a Belgian Malinois female. She was 5 years old. She'd been on job for 4 years. She succumbed to a rattlesnake bite sustained the previous day while she and her handler were searching for a group of illegal aliens along the railroad tracks near the intersection of Carriers Drive and I-35 frontage in Laredo, Texas. She was walking in and out of small grass when she sustained two bites from a rattlesnake. She was transported to emergency room veterinarian where she passed away the following morning. But sad. She got bit by a snake and died. I had a picture of her up here. She was a pretty dog. Unfortunately, we did go up. Good thing the number is still low. At least we're in the single digits. We were not at the beginning of the year and most of last year. It's better. It's not great. Just keep hoping for one of them days where I get on here and say we don't have nothing. That would be fantastic. I'd love that day. In the meantime, just remember to keep all these law enforcement professionals in your mind. This is my little way of doing a little tribute as much as I can for them, and especially keep their families. And if you're a praying person, whatever, pray, you throw some prayers out for them or whatever, or just keep them in your mind. A lot of families out there missing their loved ones, stuff like that, from sacrifices that these men and women gave protecting people that they don't even know. So with that, we're going to end it today. And Everybody be safe out there and take care of yourself, take care of your partner, and watch your back. And we'll be back Wednesday.